Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the dysfunctional family. The dysfunctional family. That term, dysfunctional families, came about 25 or 30 years ago when we saw the increase in stepmothers and half-brothers and absentee fathers and grandmothers taking on the role of mothers. These were just a few of the dynamics taking place in the dysfunctional or broken home. Obviously, this led to several different things within the family, and it caused and it created problems that continue to plague our society even to this day. So families that are effective must learn how to correct the dysfunction in order to move ahead. By the same token, my friends, businesses are like families. People are joining your teams to feel a part of a family. They want leadership, they want development, and most of all, they want a sense of belonging. However, because many have come from dysfunctional environments in other business activities, they may bring some unhealthy traits and habits to your new quote-unquote family that you've got to help them eliminate. I'd ask you, my friends, how functional is your family? If you took the time to evaluate your team, I would ask, how functional is it? I don't just mean in terms of productivity. I mean in terms of chemistry and positive culture. The FUNK acronym is a clue, four key components to what we must do to fix the dysfunction in our business enterprises. The F reminds us that we first must stop fighting. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to stop the fighting. Traditionally, you think of a dysfunctional family and you think of one where there is arguing and factions and confusion all the time. By the same token, my friends, the infighting has to stop in business. If you have team members that always talk negatively of another team member, if they can't gather and communicate without speaking negatively of somebody or about a situation involving another member of the team, that's a sign of dysfunction. So how do you fix that dysfunction? Just like in every other family, mothers and fathers work diligently to make sure that siblings are not fighting. Then they also work diligently to make sure that they're not fighting in front of the children because they don't want to give them a negative pattern. Well, the first way that you help stop the fighting within your business enterprise is first you implement a code of conduct. Yes, my friends, a code of conduct. It simply outlines the rules and requirements of being an effective member of your team or family. It may outline something to the extent that we never speak negatively about our family members, about our team members, especially if they're not around to learn from the comments. Another component of making sure you stop the fighting is never take sides. Remember, if someone knows that you're going to side with them every time they're upset with someone else, then they'll be upset with someone else more often than not. Don't take sides. On the contrary, just take charge. Quickly diffuse the situation and remind them that fighting is not allowed on the team, and then move on to more substantive matters of productivity and performance. That U in our FUNK acronym encourages us to seek understanding. Yes, my friends and neighbors, understanding. You know, typically, the kids don't all progress at the same time. There are some that learn to walk at 1 year. Others learn to walk at 9 months. Some come out of diapers in 16 months. Others come out of diapers in 12. Some put the pacifier down quicker than others. And guess what? In every situation, we all understand. We don't expect that both all the babies to progress and move exactly like everyone else. Same token, my friend, understand that it will take time for some team members to grasp the concepts a little bit longer. It may take them longer than somebody else. It takes them a moment to where they don't automatically embrace everything, and they don't hit the number day one. They may not hit the number month one. They may not hit the number one. But remember, we carry babies until they learn how to crawl and walk. By the same token, we have to show patience, offer encouragement and support, and then we must not preach timelines, but congratulate progress. Yes, if they're in your family, they should feel a part of your family, and if they feel as if their performance is alienating them from you, then it's going to make them less apt to develop. In fact, they may fall away altogether. I encourage you, my friends, to seek understanding and recognize that everybody moves at a different pace and they may not all progress at the same time. That N in our FUNK acronym reminds us that we must fairly distribute notoriety. Yes, remember, most envy is born from unequal treatment. You know, one child has a birthday party and another child doesn't. One kid gets a brand new bike while the other kid's still walking or riding on the roller skates. You know, there has to be an equal level of notoriety, which means that in order to implement this, we have to make sure we're praising everybody, not just a few that do really well and that we're excited about having on our team and that are hitting all the big numbers. Yes, they definitely deserve to be praised and they deserve pats on the back, but so does the one that is trying as hard as they can. They deserve praise too. You see, if we see them as members of our family rather than pawns on a chessboard, it'll change the way we treat them. If we see them as members of the family, we want them all to feel good about how much progress they're making. We want to praise them publicly, we want to praise them privately, and we want to praise them permanently. Yes, we want to make everyone recognizable on the team so that they all feel like they've got a level of notoriety. You know, in some families, they've got one kid that's the captain of the football team and the other kid might not be doing so well. They have one that's a cheerleader and everyone likes her, and the other one might be a bookworm and nobody really cares that much about her in school. However, that has nothing to do with the family. The family has to give everyone equal notoriety. Finally, my friends, I didn't even think we were going to finish this lesson, but it looks as if we will. That K encourages us to give them all access to knowledge. As the leader of the family, it is our responsibility to refuse and resist an ignorant family. I mean, any good parent is going to make sure that their children go to school every day. They wouldn't allow one to stay at home and let the other ones learn while other children drop out. No, you want to make sure your team is trained. You want to monitor their progress, have them retake or reapply whatever it is they don't learn. Confirm that they've mastered one lesson before moving on to another. Don't just get excited about them being able to take classes and to receive information, but be committed to knowing that they know how to implement it. You wouldn't want your child to be passed from first grade to second grade if they didn't know anything in first grade. You wouldn't want them to pass through school not knowing how to read or write or spell or add. By the same token, my friends, make sure that your commitment to your team is equally as important as it relates to knowledge. You don't want them walking through life without the ability to close deals, set appointments, make the reservations, and do all the things necessary requiring them to advance. Listen, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take, and I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, I encourage you to contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills certifications from Success Training Institute. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.